Yeah.
Oh. So that's when we learned how to work out how much the ground is worth. So we did it in two stages of conjunction. First we worked out how much a plot of land is worth, and then how much damage was done to that plot of land. Right? So how do we work out how much a plot of land is worth? Then we work out by right. Either a saw in 60 saw or a tarkiv in 60 tarkiv. Right? That's how we work out how much a plot of land is worth. And then we look at how much damage was done to that plot of land. And then there was a bin of chizkiah involved that was something like that. Come to chizkiah, you work out a klach in 60 klach. That means you look at how much it did damage to a certain amount of land. Right? How much, if that would be in 60 times that amount, how much would that affect the overall price? And that's how much you have to pay. Right? That was the three opinions. So let's keep going a little bit more. The Quran, then we'll come back to Tisha. Tonar Bonham, we are 15 lines down.
Tonar Bonham.
In Tonar. Yeah. You're on Chet Beis. Probably more, probably 20.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yes.
Tonar Bonham, Tonar Bonham. When you work out, how much the damage was done, you don't look at it just as a cub on its own. We need to mashbichoy, because we don't know what that means yet. We need to mashbichoy. It makes him, gay, but we don't know who. A little bit cool. A little bit cool, and you don't work out a base call, they should play with noise. We don't want to
see. Can't be the person that's
paid. We don't know. So my cover, I think what I was going to say. Papa says, Papa. It's a says.
Why would you think
prophets
would be
in? Well, see, we don't know. The Gemara's going to explain. The Gemara's going to be done. Means to the wait. Oh, my papa. Och, Gama. Ain't something carved, bishishin carving. When you're working out the damage that was done, don't do it. Carve in 60 carved. That means, as Rashi says, if you eat a carved, if you don't work out how much is one carved in 60 carved, and the damage done to that is how much I'll have to pay, which is Chizki's opinion. Ain't something carved, bishishin carving. It must be a mazik. The mazik will be gaining. Why? The mazik is who?
The mazik is damage.
The damager, right? The instigator.
The instigator.
Right. So the mazik is will gain. Why will he gain?
He's watering down the loss.
Right, because you're watering down the loss. 1/60th of a damage is obviously not very much. If it damaged a call, you don't work it out in 60 call, you need to poke the mazik, because the mazik will lose out. Why will the mazik lose out?
He's going to pay too much.
Why? Why should it be the same proportion? Kav in 60 kav, koi in 60 call.
Because core is bigger.
No, people don't buy it.
No. Core is bigger.
But it's all the same proportion.
Yeah, but some people don't buy it, like you said.
Right, so Rashi tells us, we'll see now. Rashi says that the land of a core, 60 core, is the type of land that people don't pay for so much. So let's see Rashi. Ain shamin, carb, bishism, carb, it's like almost halfway down the page. You got it all? Ain shamin, Rashi. Almost halfway down the page. Basically. Ain't something, Kavi Shishim Kavi Mimacha Kavi, Ain't something, Shishim Kavi Mimacha Kavi Mimacha Kavi Shishim Kavi Mimacha 60 Kav, nobody will buy it. It's very low demand for it. Why? It's too big for an Oni. The umlautim rebenini, but a normal average sized guy won't want to buy that. A hoskin also tells me a wealthy guy won't want to buy it. The oi chain kirachas kav nikkeres, which is in kavim. Also, one little kav is not nikkah in 60 kavim. So there's two reasons, Rashi says, why the mazik will be gaining on this one. Number one is the land value is not practical. Nobody's going to buy it. Right? A poor guy won't buy it too much, and an average guy won't buy it because it's too little. And also, one little calf in 60 calf isn't so noticeable. Right, that was
for,
yeah, I'm saying that was for a different share. That means it's so, if you're saying a case that the poor guy will buy it, will want it, right? Yeah. That's what we said here. One second, let me just find the view. 1 second. Yeah, a beis saw is that. A beis saw, Rashi said at the beginning of the Amud, is something which a poor person will pay more for, because there's a lot of people that want that. So a lot of poor people want that. It's just the exact size a poor guy would want. So that's a beis saw. And here's something like 60 cub.
60 cub is not the size of a field, it's the measurement of
the field. Yeah, no, it's the size of a field that holds 60 cub.
How is that in size in relation to a beis saw?
The beis saw? A beis saw. There's a saw. A saw is one saw. One saw is the size of how much it is the plant saw. I think it's 50 amas. That's much bigger. That's a smaller amount than 60 cup. 60 cup is, I mean, the cheshbon, but there's 6 cup in a saw. So it's like 10 saw. So it's much bigger. So poor guy can't afford. But rich guy doesn't want that. He wants much more than that. Right? The loy curry versus in curry. You don't work out a cool in 60 saw. Why? What's that mean? Offer a cool tour. That's a cool tour. In some of these versus in curry, we don't work out how much a land that would, how much a land of 60 curry of tour would be affected by a patch of one curry. Why not? It's a pagan mazik. It's an offer of a shufa bin a chosim, somebody who is mishufa bin a chosim, wealthy, the toy of licking his cow can, wants to buy land, Kedoyla, big land, he'll find that land, that's a massive amount of land, that's the land he'll want to buy. And there's again a lot of demands for such a big land, and a mela, you're going to make the mother pay more than he's meant to be paying. And again, Sajas is also the other reason. You have a massive big bald patch, although it's all in proportion, a massive big bald patch is more noticeable. So if you're looking at a core in 60 core, it's much more noticeable, and you're going to have to pay much more. So Rashi is telling us, the Gemara is telling us to Rashi, that when I'm working out how much land to pay, we're looking at how much it damaged, and we're saying don't just multiply that by 60 and then work out how much the land value went down by the damage of what you did. Right? That means if I damage the saw, they're not saw, a cub. Don't just multiply the cub by 60 and work out how much damage was done to that field of 60. Don't do that. For other what? For other, says the Gemara, for other. Very up soon. Well, it doesn't say very rather. It doesn't say what? It doesn't say what you should do. It's a funny Gemara. Don't do this and don't do that. But what, yeah? Ain't showing coming, ain't showing cap, but let's go. So what, yeah? It doesn't say.
The lower
court. Where does it say Elo?
Before Shishin, four words before.
Don't know on the radio, I feel.
Sorry, you didn't read both?
I don't see it. Son of one, I have son of one. You have son of one?
That's Shaman.
Sure, over here is it.
Well, that's very well then. In some recalculation of the spirit, I live in Scrivener, it's a very good. It doesn't say what you are meant to do. So what are you meant to do? You're not meant to do this, so what are you meant to do? So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us. The Mishnah said you have to do a saw, base saw, to work out the value of a base saw, and then work out how much damage was done to that base saw. I mean, don't do work out the value of damage to feel based on what it actually is, a carve or a call. Rather, you work out how much is the value of a base saw, and how do you do that? Do you remember how we do that? How do you work out the value of a base saw? Times the size of a saw. You take 60 saw. How much would people pay for 60 saw? Well, that's the realistic price. You divide that by 60, and now know the value of a saw. And now you work out how much damage is done to that saw. Right? So it says that. So, that is Matkim Rav Honabam Bam Eloyach. The Honabam Eloyach has a question. Hi, Veloy Base Co. So a question. The Gemara is saying, you don't work out a kav in 60 kav. I mean, the etzvua, etz produce of a kav, you don't work out in 60 kav. You don't work out a kav in 60 kav. Loi base kor b'shishim kor. That's what the Bryce said. Loi base kor. Base kor is not a kav. Base kor is the difference between saying kav or kor and base kav and base kor. The difference is like this. If I talk about a kav, or if I talk about a kor, I'm talking about the produce. If I'm talking about base kor, I'm talking about the land that you can produce a land that you can sow a core of seeds. Right, which is much bigger. Much bigger. A land that you sow a core of seeds obviously produces much more than a core of produce. Right? Because the seeds are scattered and it grows much more. There's that plant of cucumbers, if you plant cucumbers, you spread it over the area and then you get a ton of cucumbers, hopefully. But the seeds are very small, but you get much more. So when we're talking about a base core, we're talking about the land that you plant the seeds of a core. So the Brisa doesn't read. Ain't shoming kav. Major must read right. When a base core, and you're jumping from kav to base core, and it shouldn't be like that. If we're talking about kav, so say cool. Right? We should have said the word ko, we should have said the word base ko. And all my phone about Manoyach, Ishmael of Acha, Berido of Ike. Hochi, Tony, this is Shap in the Brisa. Ein Shomin, Kav, Vifnei Atzmoi. Don't work out a Kav on its own. Not in Shishin Kav. You don't work out a Kav on its own. If it damaged the Kav, you don't work out how much a Kav was worth. Ein Shomin, Kav, Vifnei Atzmoi. Vifnei Shemash, Vyat Nizik. The Nizik will obviously gain by that. Because if you work out the exact value of a Kav, then the Nizik got the exact market value of this cup, and we know we never do that. We always work out based on the land value. It wasn't yet fully grown anyway. And calf means the produce. Always when we don't say big calf means the produce. Same shaman calf with the atma, you don't work out the value of a calf. Femination must be at nizik, because the nizik will gain by it. Loi calf, be base core. Now he's adding the word calf, and you don't work out a calf. rav in a base school. Because you're going to be damaging the music. That means you don't work out a kav on its own. No, a kav on its own is
exactly
right. You don't work out a kav in a base school because that's totally unrealistic. A kav in a base school is not recognizable at all.
A kav is a measurement
of produce
and a base of which is
the score.
So you work out how much you take a base school, which is I think 273 amas or 273 amas, and you say how much I have a cover produce that got damaged, how much does that affect the price of the whole field? Which is nothing. A cover is half a stock. Nothing. Right, you don't know how much to sell. That's true. We have to bring it down to.
Is this a sack of stuff, or is it there?
How big is the sack? Okay, we'll tell you how much it is, okay? Hold on, hold your horses. 24 times 4? 96 kiddush
cups is a soul. That's
not much. And half of that, a calf, sorry, we're saying a calf, right? A calf is 16 kiddush cups.
Quarter. Mama
still
a bottle of wine.
Huh? Almost a bottle of wine. Which isn't very much. If you have this produce, filling up a bottle of wine. In a base core, in the core, he says 273 amas, but 273 amas is really 30 times that amount. 30 times the 96. Yeah? Which is much more, right? It's much, much more. We've gone from 16 kiddush cups to 30 times 96 kiddush cups, which of course you know it is about 3,000 Guinness cups or less, right? So it's a fraction of the amount. Okay, don't worry about it. It's a fraction of the amount. A fraction of the amount is going to make the nizik. It's going to make the nizik lose out big time. So don't work out the cab on its own because it's going to lose out by that half year.
Than the damager
was. Mazi, let's speak like a Mazi, right? The Mazi, you're right, there's a subscription. The male, right. Then the male person and the Mazi, the instigator. Right.
The member. The male.
We'll lose out.
Yes.
And don't work out a calf in 60 in a base core, a calf in a core, because then the music will be suffering financially. Right, so what should you do?
Ever.
See, all of a sudden they add in what you meant to do. Fine, didn't say what you meant to do. Here, it tells you what you meant to do. Hello, position. You work out position. So what do you mean position? It doesn't actually say. Right? Hello, position doesn't tell you. The passage that means like Chizkia. Chizkia says that if you damage X, you work out how much there is in a land value of 60 times that amount, 60x, and that's how much difference in price you have to pay. So that's passage what it means. Says Rashi. Where are we up to? Yeah, and then the Torah said you don't work out the value of the produce as it is. Right, it's part of a field. So that is, which part of what field? On its own you can't, right, the Torah said not. Part of a field of a base school, if you have any accounts, that doesn't make sense, that's what the Torah would want. So we now need to make up what it was. So Chizkia said it was 60 times what you damaged. Of course, in the end of the day, the Nizik won't be receiving as much money as you would have done. So that's what the Torah said. You work out via the state Ache, you work out based on another field.
Where did we get the shishim from? Where did we get the
shishim? Yeah. So, interesting. The Rishonim do come up with a reason. They say, bit of the shishim, and so they give reasons for it. But, for the time being, let's learn it's halakha mishim.
If not?
Let's learn it is halakha mishim. It can't really be halakha mishim. because the important klal is brought down. There can never be a machlekes in halacha l'mish mishina. Never machlekes in halacha l'mish mishina, because Shvayger brings down elsewhere from the song from Achrenim. There's no halachas halacha l'mish mishina. No machlekes in halacha l'mish mishina. So obviously here we have a machlekes, right? There can't be halacha l'mish mishina, but the Rishonim, do come up with some ideas where we get to 60 from. Let's see some Rashi's. Does anyone remember what we got to in Rashi?
Yes.
Were they Kovish Shishim Kor?
I said
that one also we did. Were they Kovish Shishim Kor? Yeah. That one we did as well. Were they Kovish Shishim Kor? The one after. Were they Kovish Shishim Kor? But we said that the way we read the Brisa doesn't seem to be right. The way we read the Brisa was that if you add up 12 times over 60, or if you add up a couple of 12 times over 60, if you add up a core of 12 times over 60, he said, then he shouldn't have said the word base. He should have said, he should have said, right, call me, really, because he's done it in showing car, but he's done it base car. So we change it. Car, but base call, in Kerach, so in this. You can't see, like we said, just remember the numbers. 16 Kiddush cups, I have to remember that one. 16 Kiddush cups in 3,000 there. That's 1096, not 3,000, but it's close enough.
7, 7. Okay, 2997.
Nah.
2-7.
No.
27.
No. We're not going to come to you. Yeah. 1096. 3 times 4 is
2,700. And then you have another 180. So it's 2,700 and 180. So it's like
2880. That's right. That's right. So that's the proportion. 16 Kiddush cups to 2880 cups. We got to the same amount, just from different ways. Right. Okay. Back to the Gemara. We'll try and get to all the Gemara, and then we'll have time to do tasting tomorrow. It's a different matter. I hope, Gavin, there was a guy. Gavin, there was a man. The Kots Kasbo Michavri. He cut down a date palm, a friend's date palm. Here in Beth Shemesh and John, there's lots of date palms. You have to get used to them. Somebody went ahead and cut one down. It's also about possibly he did it. That's first of all, it's called a question on a story, a question of a master. And there's one answer to your question. And second of all, if a date palm doesn't produce dates that are edible so much, you can cut them down. In fact, in our garden, we wanted to plant a tree, and the gardener said, we said, let's plant date palm. He said, no, don't want to plant date palm. Whatever reason why he gave us. Yeah, and then he said, so he'll give us something called a coccus. Coccus, for those that know anything about gardens, is just a tree that looks nice. Doesn't produce fruit. Coccus means coconut. When he planted it, I told my kids, yeah, it's a coconut tree. And it takes 70 years for coconuts to grow. So I told them. Anyway, so it got planted as a coconut tree. And so last year, dates started to grow from it. Dates. It's a type of a palm tree, but and they're not edible at all. So one day we could cut it down if we wanted, but at the moment we're waiting for the coconut. The Kotskatsunakhavi, he cut it down. He cut down this kalsa. Also coming to Ishkulusa. So they came to Ishkulusa to make a pathmatter about Avram, about two quarters of Avram down. They came to Ishkulusa to complain. Amale, not just to complain, to work out how much you're meant to pay. So Amale, Ishkulusa said to him, Lididi Chazili, I actually saw those date palms, right? And I saw they were lost the place. It's also to also begin out. There are three. Who knows what it also means? What's others to also meet. Kinnah is in a row. Tzlosa, to also, to kinnah. There are three Tzlosas in a row. Now what's Tzlosa?
Group.
That's a row. No. Tzlosa. Any guesses for Tzlosa?
In Oklahoma.
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 It could be in France. The news. No, says Rashi. Look at Rashi. You might find the answer in Rashi. I'm very impressed. Nobody looks in the ask. I must say, impressive. Three what?
The golem.
The golem. Day pumps. Three day. Tzolsa is another word for day pumps. There are three Tzolsas in a kino. There are three date palms in a row. Have a kind, yeah? And this is good, says, I saw those trees and you knocked down one of them. There are three of them and you knocked down one of them. And do you know how much the three of them was worth? Have a silver mayor zuzi. They were worth 100 zuz. Zil have go and give him, you can guess these words now, Tolsin with Tolsa with Tulsa. Well done. 33 and a third. You should go and pay him. 33 and a third is a third of what the value of 100 is, recurring, of course. Omar, so this person said, is Gabri, we don't know his name, so he said, Omar, Gabri Reishkelusa, to join Dina de Parsoi, this Reishkelusa, who judges the laws of the Parsoi, the Persian laws, is not Torah law. He passed an non-Torah law. Normally, I'm not interested in going to such a Reishkelusa. I go to the proper Jewish court. The Ishkelus is there, so they on him, but that's what he said. Also came to Rach, when he came to Rach, and said, how did a Jew's Pafkin in this case? Amalei Vishishim, he said, Pafkin Vishishim, that you work out, what you work out, 60 day palms, again, like Hiskia, 60 day palms, you damage one of them, how much does it, an orchard of, must be an English word for an orchard of day palms, but how much is an orchard of day palms, which are 60 day palms, the land and one of them, right, and one of them is now gone, how much does it affect the price? That's Chizkiya. So that's how Ibn Nachman says, Alach al-Maisa. Right? Alach al-Maisa, Ibn Nachman says, you get a picture of how we felt in here.
So it's cheaper.
Right, so that's Chizkiya. Imagine you had your Brisa, which was like Chizkiya, and now we've had Ibn Nachman's like Chizkiya, we felt like Chizkiya.
But we had the value of the three palm trees.
Right. The three palm trees is not 60. If I have only three palm trees and I knock down one, the value went down by much more. If I have 60 and I knock down one, it's much better. And he said, you do it by 60, don't do it by one. Don't do it. The owner of the one who damaged it.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing now? Putting heartstrings. making me emotionally attached to those three boundaries. Right, very good. So it's in 60. Right, okay. That's that Gemara. So that's the another ride. We have to remember all the rides. Another ride that we passed by Chizkiya. The last ride could be explained by Chizkiya. In Shomin Kav Bifnia, so we like Kav Bifisko, El Bishishim, which is by Chizkiya. And now we have the story with Ishkelusa. Ishkelusa Paskins sounds very strange, not La Locha. And he went to Nachman, and Nachman is a big Pesach. In all Chesh Mishvah Pasna Ev Nachman. La Locha Kev Nachman. All Chesh Mishvah Pasna Ev Nachman. So, La Locha Kev Nachman Adini, and he says he do Shishin, so another ride that we hold that Chesh. Just that we shouldn't feel bad, the last places on the page says a different Pshat Rashi. Not that it was a Goyish, they passed by the Goy. But rather, there was a very special day palm. A very special day palm. Deco Pasoi Doma.
Come on.
Huh? Sorry. Yes, Repulsion. Yes, Repulsion shall Dekel Parsoi. Dekel Parsoi, a thousand Deipal. He says, I'm going to charge you a third of the value because the Dekel Parsoi was a normal Deipal, but he charged a third of the three. To which the person said, very good, if it was a very special Deipal, you'd be right. If it was a thousand Deipal, you do each one as an individual thing almost. But there wasn't, it was just a normal Deipal. So that's why he went to his Nachman. It was not a person not Deipal. And he says that the Oroch says, Kasva is a person Deipal. So according to the Oroch, this chat can't be right. Let's say again. This guy went to his Kudus, and his Kudus are passing to him like the Aloch would be by Persian Day Palm. To which the person said, why should I pay then? It wasn't a Persian Day Palm. That's how the Yeshua falls in. Says the Tasis, but the Oroch says the Kasfar isn't a Persian Day Palm. So maybe this chat can't be right. Why? I'm just told you Tasis. Now you can tell me what Tasis means.
It wasn't Persian Day Palm, which was more expensive.
But what happened in the story? Have a look at the story. Ugava. What did Gemara say? Ugava. The cots. What did he cut down?
One of the three.
Kasva. He cut down a kasva. A kasva, according to Oroch, is a Persian day palm. So you can't turn around and say, oh, the Mishkurus, the Paskins, according to a Persian day palm, I don't want to follow him. This is a Persian day palm. So that can't be the pshat. That's why we'll play pshat of Rashi. Even with the Persian day palm, you should have done it based on 60, not based on. Yeah, that's how Rashi knows. Yes, the Farshim, he did it according to the Persian day palm. But if you learn a Kasa in the Persian day palm, say Lamatchim. Right, so we have to learn a Rashi, Persian law. Right, sir. No, the Gemara's going to learn later on. There's opinions to hold. If it's a very special thing, then it gets on its own. Like your study, what you were saying, people talking about it, such a lovely tree. You're having a good case. We'll see later on. We have some another omelet. Right, sir. Where are we holding? How many Rava? Rava said to this Rav Nachman, we've learned so far about working with Shishim, when an animal eats up, a certain amount, you don't do it based on what it actually had, but based on a field of 60 times that amount. So the guy himself comes and cuts down that tree. Where do we see that even there that you should work out based on other fields? If you do X damage, you pay the damage. They said this halacha of 60 by Nizkei Memoinoi. What's Nizkei Memoinoi? What does that mean? Nizkei Memoinoi. Your name's not wrong, yes. We're in a leap. Nizkei Memoinoi. You can tell us that to say if you want.
Literally what it means?
Yeah. What do you mean by your financial damages? What does that mean? You said like literal English is not really speaking. What does that mean by Nizkei Memoinoi? Okay, I'll give you what they call multiple choice. Is it your animal, your property that damaged, or is it that you damaged money? No, the other way around. 50-50 has been all time. It's your property damaged. Nizkei Memoinoi means your property damaged. Nizkei Memoinoi, your property damaged. So your property damaged, and that's where we said, since you didn't do it, your property the damage is Nizkei Memoinoi, the damage of your money, of his money, right? The Nizkei Memoinoi, his property damage, there we gave him a leniency, he said it's based on 60. But you remember Nizkei Gufoi, with his own stuff, Nizkei Gufoi, his goof damaged, right? His goof damaged. The Nizkei Gufoi, you remember Nizkei Gufoi? Amei Abaye, Rav Yosef, Abaye Ravasoi. Abaye is not going to argue. We're not going to have a discussion about this business. Is there a difference between if you do it or your animal damage. So there's Rashi first. Im Omru, Rashi in Omru is the one after Inid in Torah. See where we are there? Im Omru, the last thing on the line, Rashi. The last thing on the line is Bistamach. You see it? Im Omru, the Shishim, the Hoki El Aramazich, that he said to Benizke, Memoinoi, Bemasha Ochra Behemtoi Vizika, what the behemoth damage. The Yom Benizke, Rufa Yishamazi Ba'atzme, Vizayim, he cut off the deck, he cut down the day palm, they wouldn't do it. Oh, so now I was going to argue with this. Omer Ebali Omer. Benizke Gufoi, my idea. Where are you coming from that you want to say Benizke Gufoi should be different to Nisqa Memoni, that if he damaged with his own goof, he damaged, should be different payment than if his property damaged. The Nisqa goof in my data, Tanya, you'll come from this price. The price, I'm telling you where you come from. I know where you come from. You come from this price, Tanya. Hamavki kalmoisha chaveri smoda. Somebody who destroyed, Hamavki means to destroy. He destroyed the vineyard of his friends when it was a smoda, when it was a small, not yet ready grown, early stage of growth. Right, I say. You work it out, you evaluate it. Come a hoist you off a good one, okay? They come off an alchemy. We look at it, how much it was worth before you damaged, how much it was worth after you damaged. But you look at Shishim like Tony, and it doesn't say Shishim there. So you see, why didn't it say Shishim? Any guess why it doesn't say Shishim?
Because he's a good
one. Right, excellent, because he did it on his own.
Because of the development of the grapes.
No.
Correct.
That's what we're thinking in a moment. So which Abai said, well, one thing I'll say exactly the same price, but Bahima the same thing. Also Gabi Bahemti, Nami Milo Tanya, doesn't it say also by the price, but Bahima the same thing, Kai Gamna the Tanya. Chitamonatio means it's chopped down a sapling, right? Chitamonatio. The Gezeg Zeis Mishalayim, a certain group of Hanoi, called down in Mishalayim, Idiot, and other places, Admoin, the last pick of Ksutus as well, Admoin used to make Knossos, and he said, some of you, this animal chops down a sapling, a young plant, if it cut down a sampling of a year old, you pay two. If it's 2 years, you pay four. Och, chaziz, if it's chaziz, chaziz is a very soft vegetable. Basically, I mean, even b'mishuy shaboy, you work out b'mishuy shaboy. Remember what this b'mishuy shaboy means? You estimate how much this thing could have grown, and that's how much you pay. Right? And Chacham Ma'imim, this is what we need. Chacham Ma'imim, Ro'in Oista, you look at this plot of land. Kama Ho'iti Yofa, Kama Yofa. How much was it worth and how much is it worth now?
Yeah, I think that's why.
And doesn't say anything about Shishim. Doesn't say about Shishim.
Now that word.
Doesn't say about Shishim?
It's
smother.
Maybe now, smother you used before when you're doing by someone's hand.
No, but first here we're talking about animals.
No, but now we've brought in the animal and smother, not smother. But it's young and it's small.
Say that, but doesn't say Shishim. Why not? I thought we said that by animals you always work out by Shishim.
We're dealing, it's too early to be called produce at this point. Remember, smother was that questionable definition of what that is.
Stop, you'll see if you're right. Doesn't actually say the word smother.
Yes.
The Tia Basnotan, this is a Chaziz, and didn't say about the word smother. We actually say smother. Ocha smother, if it's smother, now that we said it's young grapes. If you look at them as if they're grapes ready to be picked. You look at how much it was worth, how much it's worth now. Again, doesn't say anything about 60. If Shimon Yudahimim, Shimon, remember if Shimon's opinion is a medvam, his man sha'ochra lo avigifanim, he'll retain him. This halacha you work out based on 60, or not based on what it's going to grow, or how much land is worth before, how much is worth now. That's it. But lulavi kfanim are unripe branches of grapes. But yichori teinim hamlocha pagim oy boisa. If it pagim oy boisa, boisa pagim are a more advanced stage of grapes. They're not fully grown, but they're more advanced stage than smother. So more advanced stage. Then growing kiyishon kilo yamlovim oyim zotzi. You look, you estimate it based on as if they're fully ready made grapes. So all those opinions are interesting, but not for us at the moment. The eighth opinion, we need to focus on the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you work out based on how much the land was worth, how much is worth now. It doesn't say 60, and here we're talking about an animal. So you see clearly, even though that doesn't say 60, it means 60. So too, by person that's mazik be a dime, although it doesn't say 60, it means you work out with 60. Tony Mears, the Chachamim in Reinish, the Kamar Ishi, the Kamar Yofa, how much it was worth, how much it was now. So the Tony Mishishim doesn't say Bishishim. Elamai Sacha, Meima Bishishim, what are you going to say? It means Bishishim. Chachanami, by Adam Amadik, it means Bishishim. So Meila says the Gemara, there's no Makari to say that Adam Amadik is different to Niski Mamaino. What's Niski Mamaino?
Property damage.
Niski Gruba means you damage. We all thought there was a difference between if you damage or your property damage. Says the Gemara, there's no Makari for such a thing. Why? Because you thought I'm up key. I thought I had the Gemara to the person I cut down. A kerem, a vine in somebody's field that says you work out how much it was worth, how much it was worth. Now it doesn't say anything about 60. It's exactly the same price by your animal that damages. And the animal that damages, we know you pay based on 60. So by the other, the same thing would be means with 60.
Wasn't grapes that three?
There are opinions that hold the grapes that three. There are opinions. And there's Shimon Yehuda, there's other opinions. But the Chachamim say you work out based on what the land was worth, what the land is worth now. That's what the Chachamim holds. Mela, and the Chachamim is what we're building up our point.
Well, that sounds like what you're saying.
It's an animal, it's my animal. Whether it's the hand or whether it's my property is the same thing. Screaming that
for about 2 weeks. It's your animal, you have to take care of it. So what?
Yeah, that means we're as lenient with the animal as we are with you.
I'm not going to
stick in this case. Yossi was saying that without the Torah, I don't know if your animal damages, you have to pay.
Right. Why is it saying it now?
Because this is after the Torah. The Torah told us you have to pay for the damages the animal does. It's not as far as, well, your property, you have to look after your property. Then the buck is it. Once the Torah told me a chiddush, you have to pay for the animal. Now we know the Torah is telling us. Yossi was saying that once we got the reason of the Torah, if it's not a ger, which is also still good.
Well, you know the animal, when we pay hana, we don't pay the actual damage. He is saying you're evaluating it now with 60. He's saying how much is damage.
On the ground, which stage in the ground, Yossi?
When the Rav just said it's a good problem.
His came
on him, the property damage or goof. You said that the same thing.
No differentiation in working out the damage, no differentiation.
The only thing is that there's a leniency on the animal that it wouldn't be for the full damage in the case of Anos, which was then the So if you bring that in,
right. That's all off on the side. Let's see some Rashi. Chaziz. Or even beforehand, we are on Omer Bay. Im Omu. Yeah, we did that one. Hamavke Kama. Hamavke Kama is about 7 lines up, is that? 8 lines. Hamavke Kama is Sicha Shichis. He destroyed it, the killer. Kid on the tear, got seen on the image, kid on the tear, grazing, Zeus, King, Technosis, Admiral, Maskanon, Ben Absolim, Evatic Subas, Kaziz, Shachat, is a very soft Yerek. The Mishreish Shabbai Rayan et Hanleisa, you look at what's left, we'll go back over these opinions tomorrow, Mir Tashem. You look at what's left, how much he ate up an extra certain amount, and the rest he didn't. So look how well the rest of them, how much it produced, then will tell me how much this one also damaged. Yes, we'll do it tomorrow. Come out the offer, calculate mafish in the shakas. Mother is a novim daki mas kolosom. Nachas a pokum yad. Small grape. After they started budding. The come out the offer, calculate mafish in the smother the hotter law. The medva mamu minish some lag of kalka. No, chaziz is a type of a yerek. A soft vegetable. Two more Rashi's. One's after the loving of Fanime, Shkoyle Zim, Machanis, and Zachpanim. You just see the beginning of the budding. Venika, Adain Le Parach, hadn't yet flowered. Leaders are not in Gumurim to be proper grapes. Called Lulav. That's called Lulav. Lulav, Lulav means a budding. Vachin Yechu Betainim, Aval Ochle Pagim Betaino. If you add Pagim, which are more advanced level of growth, are you both about Novin, Shink, Fuller Lovon, Vavakmez Gumurim? They're not yet fully, they're fully formed, they're not yet fully fully ripe.
Clusters,
are clusters, yeah. Okay, we're going to have to stop here because my head's stopping to work. But I really appreciate everyone who made an effort to come in last night. It was really very special. It made my simple and here's the same, we should have thought together.